Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't understand why Fairfax would cancel. Now, Loudoun, I think it makes
sense. Well, let's go to our Fairfax reporter, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Why did they cancel schools in Fairfax County, Virginia?
Oh, they're pussies.
I am truly sorry that it got to that point. And I will do what I need to do to repair that, if it's possible. And that's fine. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. And Rob, you're fired.
Oh, stop it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Warning, 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 Will Robinson. Danger, danger, snow, Washington, D.C. What do you have, a quarter inch on the ground up there? What's going on?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I would say it would qualify to about a half inch, but it's not supposed to be sticking to the pavement. They blew this one. They blew it.
This is an early season dangerous snowstorm.
Mike, this is the kind of dangerous blizzardic activities, such a word, yes, that I just made, that will take lives because no one's expecting
You're
this.
Frantic today. You had a rough drive.
Didn't like
today.
The ride in. There is a particular road in the exclusive Foxhall Road District of Washington, D.C., where I cut across to get to Wisconsin Avenue. It is a slight incline. You know, it's 25-mile-an-hour residential road.
If you were a realtor, what would you guess the mean price of homes would be in that area that you cut across?
I would say on average 1.8 to 2.
Rob's talking about $1 million.
$1.8 million, Mr. Powers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They want to talk about the 1%, and they all lobby Congress. That's what they do.
Well, they don't have enough money to buy a snowplow, because I was coming down this slight incline at roughly 8 miles an hour, anticipated the stop sign, eased on my brakes, and I got click, 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 and continued at 8 miles an hour. And I locked my wheels and continued at 8 miles an hour. Thank God there was no one coming the other way, because I just cruised through the stop sign. These are the wet roads that Bob Barnard was warning me about this morning.
Who's Bob Barnard? Is he a new?
He's a Channel 5 guy that goes around, and he's an on the spot guy.
Are you still suffering through that television program?
I love the Channel 5 because it's local. I like the local.
Did Tom Curine retire?
I believe a mob took him away and locked him in a dungeon.
But he's no longer there, right?
I don't look at Channel 4, so I don't.
You sound so old when you say
and
that.
And besides, I'm out the door.
I don't
door.
Look at it on
I
the
don't,
TV.
I don't look at the television. I'm out the door
so
by
you
the time.
So you watch Fox? Well, that's right. You're up super early.
I leave before the Today Show even starts, so I don't even have that option anymore.
For the people around the country, and I might as well take this opportunity to say to our friends in California, Southern California, and out there, and well, the whole state in pockets.
Yes.
Just going through, you know, they hear about a quarter inch of snow and they're not going to get phased. For people out there in California right now, we'll talk about that later. I feel for you. And it's very, very difficult. But for our area, walk us through the. Did they go into the hype machine the night before? Did they start talking about
the hype started the like Tuesday morning, I think what they said. We have a winter event coming, and then it's always the same thing. There's a lady at the desk. It's like, oh, don't say that it's going to happen. And then the man says, it's not going to be so bad. And the weatherman says, well, statistic.
Absolutely, it spikes their ratings like you wouldn't believe.
Of course, because everybody tunes in.
Well, everyone in Washington, let me explain. In Washington, D.C., in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., the way it works is this way. Everybody has a job.
Mm-hmm.
The unemployment rate is 300%. It's everybody has a... And I think the last statistics that I saw, 99.3 It was 99.2. It's now up to 99.3.
So it's risen, yes.
99.3% of people hate their jobs.
Yes.
They don't like. So they get very, very, they're all making a lot of money, and they all get to buy brand new automobiles, and they all get to get brand new homes with brand new countertops.
Yes, and they're made of granite.
As far as the jobs themselves, either due to obnoxious bosses or just pure boredom, they hate their work.
And also, there's a percentage of that 99.3, Mike, there's a percentage of them that are just whiny babies.
They're whiny babies. Well, in many cases, people that work for the government don't have a heck of a lot to do.
Right.
And by the way, they're at the whim of these ridiculous a-hole politicians that can change things, that can fight, that can close down the government. But the one thing, there are two things that the people of Washington, D.C. get excited about.
What's that?
A Redskins victory. It's true. A Redskins victory and the prospect of not having to go to work because of 3 inches of snow on the
Yes.
ground.
And you know what? So, Mike, we are, and I hate the phrase, in a perfect storm, coming off the Tampa Bay victory.
Yes.
First place in the division.
Yes.
And snow on Wisconsin Avenue.
Bingo.
This is a big day.
Let Chris Waltz say it.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Now he's Chris.
Here it is. So I am guessing with the forecast you're talking about, they weren't able to put the hype machine on all eights because they didn't expect it. And you're telling me they blew it, that you were not expecting what you got this morning.
Here's how bad it was. You know where they put the on-the-spot people this morning? In Winchester. Now, Winchester is not part.
That's where they thought. That's way outside of Washington, D.C.
That is really technically not part of the D.C. area, but they could put people out there to see snowflakes. But it didn't get warmer as I came in and it got later and I got closer to the city. In fact, it got 2 degrees colder. And that's
one of them fancy temperature gauges in your automobile.
Yeah, it's called a thermometer.
And a thermometer that tells you that. But by the way, I recently purchased a car that did not have one.
Oh, you miss
it.
I am
addicted to them. It's one of my all-time I like to know what the temperature is outside when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. It's a nice feature to have in a car. So you're saying
mine also tells me my body temperature at all times. But
which is a crisp 113 degrees every day.
Only if I remember to apply the probe when I get in the car.
You have to have the special probe.
I do.
That shows Rob Spielberg. You might think, oh my God, how is he not dead? Listen, I know we've had a few days off this week with Oscar being out, but Rob and I may be both a little punchy tired today just with everything that's been going on. I can't tell you why. We've been okay.
So much stuff.
Here it is.
So much stuff.
The thing about it is that getting colder, they didn't count on it. They didn't put the hype machine into place. So you hop on the road without thinking you're going to be in it.
Right.
And you
and
get
the roads
icy,
were a little
icy,
wet.
Slick roads.
By the time I left town in Leesburg, which is about 40 miles the other way from D.C., the roads are wet, but they're fine.
Bedroom community of Washington, D.C.
A beautiful bedroom community.
Suburban female voters, the type of people that came out to the polls in droves.
A lot of people that don't care for Barbara Trump stock out there.
Hey, was she the one that ran? Who was the one that won?
Wexton
beat Trump stock.
Yeah.
Did they call her Barbara Trump stock?
In every commercial for 2 months. But then to counter it, the Trump stock people say, and I'm not choosing sides or being political. I'm just reporting what I saw on TV.
No, but I know who you voted for, so you are choosing
they
sides.
They said, Mike, don't get Wextoned.
Ah, okay.
Turned her name into a verb, yeah.
Now, that's our congressional race that the Democrat won. But I should say that you made it in and you're sliding all around the roads. You completely caught by surprise?
Very much so. And when you and the thing is they normally pre-treat the roads better in this metropolitan area. But the area of D.C., and D.C., because it's central to the, it's a city, it's usually a couple degrees warmer.
What was that? Because it's a city?
Yeah, because it's a city.
D.C.'s not a city.
It's a town, Mike.
New York is a city.
Hey,
D.C.'s a bunch of monuments and buildings. New York is a city. Philadelphia is a city. Baltimore is a city.
Yeah,
Washington, D.C. is
a town.
It's a campus.
Okay. What about when we get Amazon? Then it's going to be a city.
Well, that's not even D.C. That's
pretty
going
close,
to be,
though.
That's going to be Virginia, Northern Virginia. Anyway, we talk about
we
that
do.
On the bonus show.
We do. But anyway, yeah, so D.C. is usually getting, the town usually gets less snow because it's a little bit warmer. But there is considerable snow on Wisconsin
Avenue.
So what's
it doing now? What's it doing now with you? You made it in. You survived.
I did.
You didn't get into an accident.
Has it stopped? It stopped?
Yeah.
Just for my ride. How convenient.
Why have they canceled school today?
Because Wade is a jerk. Wade doesn't know. And I
no,
didn't
but,
even
I mean,
get
that's
Wade's
your county.
Calling.
What about, didn't they cancel school all over the area? Didn't they do that?
They did, and I don't understand why Fairfax would cancel. Now, Loudoun, I think, it makes
well,
sense.
Well, let's go to our Fairfax reporter, Ponyboy Matt Bloom. Why did they cancel schools in Fairfax County, Virginia?
Well, they're pussies.
And that's the name of that tune.
And by the way, when you make it into work from Fairfax to D.C., you can say that because you earned it.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. I didn't know until 10 minutes ago.
Really?
I remember, I was awakened at 4 o'clock this morning by the pitter-patter of heavy raindrops on the skylight in my Florida, you know, my Florida hut. Down here. That's my 1,800 square foot hut.
Yeah.
That's that.
That you
so
built.
You're here.
Yes.
But we have to make this announcement. And we're 10 minutes into the show before we've even shared it. Our boy,
yes.
Oscar Santana, is undergoing a bit of a problem. And he went to the doctor yesterday for it. But he has a terrible, terrible back.
Right.
A back problem that may require surgery. And he's recovering right now. He said we are welcome to call him at his very, very small hut. He's got a smaller hut than I have down here.
Did he build his as well? Or did you build his? I can't remember how that worked.
The Keebler Elves built Oscar's house. And he is apparently on the floor. That's the only place he can be comfortable. He cannot be comfortable sitting or standing right now.
It's horrifying to think of him on the floor because what we know of his house, riddled with rats. So he'll probably wake up covered with bites.
Gnawing on his toes. I have to say this, that as somebody who's gone through it, I like the opportunity to say, listen, let the inflammation go down and let everything calm down. But he gave us permission to give him a ringy dingy. So let's call him right now and find out what's going on. Are we going to hear it ring? Yes, we are. Very
Mike, excited. not only a bad back, but soon to have bubonic plague because of all the rats in his
Oscar
house.
Santana calling his domicile right now.
Gentlemen.
Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
How are you?
How are you? What, are you on the floor?
Yes. Hold on. Let me sit up so I can project.
Oh, and
No, you were fine when you answered flat on your back.
Mike,
you
let him do his performance.
You know what?
Hey, no. So I didn't say anything.
It was simply a joke, Oscar.
Rob said let him do his performance. That's not, I know you're really hurt. You hate being.
As do I.
You know what? This is what I hate about all of this. When Mike had his hip problems and Rob had, well, Rob always has problems. So when Mike had his hip problems.
Rob, before we go on, let me just say this, Oscar. You will, and I really have to say this, and you know it pains me to say this because, Lord knows, I love finding fault with him. But the guy that is rapidly sliding into the position of our Iron Man is Mr. Rob Spiewak, a guy that, his track record is that if we went back and we analyzed, that'd be the one thing that he's got on you and me. He's got a better attendance record than either you or me.
Big winner.
He is the big winner on that. He is,
and it's a small win, but I'll take it. I mean, there's so many losses everywhere.
I think it's an important. No, I don't think it's a small win. I think it's a big win.
Right.
I think you're the big winner in the casino. I think that's a really, really big thing. I think that is a big deal. But as Oscar will tell you, and I want Oscar to make sure that you tell our listeners this, you know, Oscar, that I commiserate with you when it comes to this issue. I know what it is to come in and try to function. And we've got three guys, and that's one of the nice things about having three guys, that you don't need to limp in, prop yourself up, and try to tough it out, especially if you can't find yourself in a comfortable position. Lower back pain is the worst thing in the world.
It
put me in the ER back in the day, and it sucks. And we're calling basically to get an update. Where are you now, and what are you doing to help the situation?
Well, gentlemen, you should know first off that the rat situation has subsided in my home, and I know this because I've been sleeping on the floor where the rats usually were.
That was a concern of mine, actually, Oscar. I brought it up before we called, that are you going to be safe in a rat-riddled home?
Yes. Unless they're crawling over my body when I'm comatose, then I haven't seen them. The two people that are pissed the most in my household are my wife, because she finally realizes that she has to work, and the Roomba that keeps running into me, not realizing it can't get to the other side of the room.
I didn't know you had a Roomba.
Hey, you know, the Roomba will learn it, that you're there, though, won't it? Doesn't it sort of have a smart chip?
Not mine. I got the lowest model.
Oh, the Dumba. It's the Dumba. Yeah.
Keeps running into me.
Okay. So you are on the main level of your house. You have a two-story little townhouse in the middle of Georgetown, and you're on the main level, and that's where you've been sleeping, eating, watching television, doing whatever you do. That's where you are flat out right now. Is that the only position you can be comfortable in, is lying flat out on basically a board?
On my back, on a cold pack or a heating pad is the way to go. The other peculiar, will be fascinating to me and embarrassing to the rest of the world is when the Wingo's delivery man comes, my wife opens the door, and over her shoulder, because my wife is short, he sees a man that's laid out. That's
You're not in your bedroom. You're on the main floor.
No, he's on the main floor of the house. I just said that.
I missed that. Forgive me.
Are you paying attention to the show? We got to do the whole show together today. At least pay attention to what I'm saying.
What's that?
My bedroom doesn't have enough floor space for me to lay down in. Okay. So I have
to be in the living room. So sad. So what is Wingo's, by the way?
Wingo's is a wing place down the street. Now, my wife doesn't like to cook unless Blue Apron's delivered, and they haven't. So she orders food. But when the delivery guy comes, which he's come 3 times already this week, he looks over my wife's shoulder, and he thinks I'm living my 600-pound life. He's covered in blankets. And I was like, "Hi, sir," from the floor. And my wife is giving him money for junk food.
Now, a question for gastronomic theory here. If you're struggling and you have to stay flat on your back, which means your head is flat and looking straight up, there has to be a better food to eat than wings.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a real choking hazard.
Yeah, and you have to hold it above your face.
I don't order the wings. I order the chicken fingers, and I order the cheesecake.
You know what? There's not. Yeah, even when you're in a debilitated physical condition, that can't prevent you from eating your toddler food that you like, which is chicken fingers,
which you've been munching on forever.
Yeah. So you are now. You went to the doctor yesterday and had an appointment at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon with your doctor. And I am concerned. What exactly did the doctor? You have a bulging disc, correct?
He said a compacted disc.
Okay.
He said
same kind of thing.
Same thing, I guess. He put me in that 3D X-ray machine that I knew was going to be expensive, but not as expensive until I walked out. And then one day he said, "This is your copay, my friend." And then I was like, "Oh, all right, this is crazy." Hey, Obamacare, thank you.
Yeah.
Not as great as it should be. And then two, he said that I will eventually need surgery. But the physical therapy should keep me away from surgery until at least the new year, which is
all right.
Good
news so
that's good.
You are. It sounds to me like you have a degenerative disc situation where there's not a lot of space in between the vertebrae, and that's why you're going to have to do it. Did he say? I ought to be your consultant. I ought to be talking to your doctor about that. Did he say that you're going to be able to do this with, say, a laser procedure where they can get in there and do it that way? Or are you going to have open spinal surgery? Because they are vastly different when they're talking about that.
He was very kind, and he said, "I know you're in pain taking this," as he was explaining everything to me because I was standing. He said, "So I'm not going to waste your time with it. As you get better, we can talk about your options." But he did show me where my disc was. And this is hereditary because my mother and my sister both have this disc.
Oh, okay. So what he shows you, I don't want to make this into a medical show, but what he showed you in the X-ray was how little space you have between your discs. Is that right?
Yes.
That's what causes the pain.
Certain discs.
Yeah,
I was like, "Hey, man, I'm more of a digital guy. Why are we even dealing with discs, you know?"
I understand. That's very funny, Oscar. And I like you making an attempt to, in your depleted condition, to provide comedy for us right now. And this is a nice update. I'm glad we're getting this.
As a medical rube here, what is the physical therapy? Is it essentially stretching the spine to alleviate the pressure?
Well,
what do they do?
The first thing to do, you know what? I'm going to be Oscar's doctor right now, and I can speak to it. Okay. I think the first thing above and beyond, and that's why he's not in here today and maybe not tomorrow. And in fact, I'm going to probably recommend that he doesn't come in tomorrow, because I think the first and foremost thing is for you, probably for the next 3 or 4 days, to stay where you are and get that inflammation to go down. I think that's the, I think moving around and running around,
right.
I think staying in your place is the best way to do it. Then after that, they can manipulate and they can do some PT to stretch it out and, you know, get it moving around there a little bit. It, what it is you get a nerve. The vertebrae compresses the disc, what's left of it, aggravates a nerve, and that causes the muscles to tighten up, and he's flat on his back and he can't find a comfortable position.
Do you have any
Do
other...
I sound like your doctor, Oscar? Do I sound like a physician?
It's like you've been there, Mike.
Yeah.
I should give you my copay.
Do you have any pain elsewhere, or is it centralized in your back? Because I know the spine is connected.
Yeah, does it go down your leg? I'm curious about that. Does it run down your leg like sciatica?
In certain positions, it does tingle down my back.
So it's your L. Is it your L5?
I think it is. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he also told me that any extracurricular activities, like he thinks I'm this libido man, is forbidden.
So you can't have sex?
Maybe
he told you not to have sex?
Maybe heard about the doll.
Well, that is the culprit originally, and we talked about that yesterday on one of the shows we did.
I was not going to bring that up with the doctor. He said, how this happened? I said, I was holding something with dead weight.
And can I tell you something? When you're reaching across, and this is for anybody with back problems, when you're reaching across and lifting something up, it's basically using your back for all the support.
Yes.
That's when you're going to get into trouble.
And
that's
as lovely as that spinner
doll
was.
Hold on just a second, boys.
Shut up, Frankie!
All right.
As lovely as that spinner doll was, and of all the things that the spinner doll can do, it can't help lift.
And if you didn't, if you don't subscribe to the bonus show, you don't know what we're talking about.
No, but
so
you should
subscribe to the bonus show. That's it. So now here's the big question. What I worry about is not you recovering, because Rob and I can hold down the fort, and we've done it a long time together. What I worry about is you coming back to the show. I don't want another month with Anna Nicole Smith. You have to really be careful and take the drugs that are prescribed for you and not the ones that you get like from family members who are physicians.
No. I don't have any of those drugs, Mike. They haven't given me any of
those. Doesn't sound like it.
They gave me
No.
Like my body.
Let me just, as an addendum to that question.
I got the prescription strength Motrin.
Yeah, with codeine in it, right? Probably.
It doesn't say codeine; it just says Motrin.
So it's a prescription Motrin.
Yes.
Motrin strength. Remember, you used to do Mason Adams, Mike.
Yeah. Motrin strength. With a name like Smuckers, it's gotta be great jam. Then it could be James Earl Jones, Motrin strength. Yes.
So how many Motrin are you taking?
I just took two as soon as I woke up. So
okay. All right. Stay ahead of the pain.
Go right back to sleep. I wish you nothing but the best. We're going to let you get off the phone better. Stay flat. Just don't move around. Just let the inflammation go down, and you'll be surprised how quickly you can bounce back on that. And he told what, ice hot? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Ice hot, yeah. And then peanut butter counts. That's what I tell Santos.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you still... That gave me a nice little laugh there. I'm glad you got it.
It made my tummy feel weird.
No, what that is Santos does all the work. All right, thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Oscar. Feel better, buddy.
Feel better. We'll check back with you. If you have a miracle recover, we'll have you in tomorrow. Otherwise, just recover, all right?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Goodbye, bye. Oscar. See you later.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the part of all this thing when he goes through this that wigs me out the most, when he comes in going, you don't know what's going on. That's the part that I really, really freak out about because, well, excuse me. Hey, the news. I don't know if you've read about it.
It's
a crisis, and it's a crisis that was caused by overprescribing painkillers to people.
And, you know, I don't want to cause trouble or plant seeds, but that didn't sound like a Motrin guy, unless it was a guy who's taking Motrin with Jack Daniels.
Yeah, it sounded like a Motrin drip. Oh, by the way, you'll appreciate this. One of the guys I play golf with, my buddy Rex from Mad City. Rex calls it whiskey. He said, I wasn't in the cart when he said this to a guy, but apparently a guy ordered a whiskey because he was playing so badly. He
goes,
aha, the brown drip. That's pretty cool. Like that. And with that, we can start the GD show. Hallelujah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
floats in the air. To me, it's like a lullaby. I'm just flying by. Oh, so high.
How was school?
Worst day of my life. What do you think?
Well, I want you to go see if Tina wants some of this.
The fly.
Kip hasn't done flipping anything today.
Look, tonight me and your... Kip, listen.
What?
Tonight me and your aunt are going to go visit some friends, and we're not going to be back till tomorrow. We're getting a little low on steak, so I got Lyle coming over tomorrow to take care of it.
Well, what's there to eat?
Knock it off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Fine.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Stay home and eat all the freaking chips, Kip.
Napoleon, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
Since when, Kip? You have the worst reflexes of all time.
Try and hit me, Napoleon.
What?
I said come down here and see what happens if you try and hit me.
Such an idiot.
Let me see what your best move is.
I'll go get it.
Jeez.
He hit Kip. The Mike O'Mara Show.
He hit Kip. That's
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak.
Great scene.
Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
When one listens to audio of Napoleon Dynamite, one realizes just... You might want to wonder why we like it so much, but...
It is a weirdly textured movie. Are you like me, and that the first time you saw it, you were kind of like, eh?
Yeah,
and then the 100%. Third time you saw it, it's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And then the 130th time I saw it, I'm pissing off everybody in my family. Dad, not again. Sorry, have to watch it.
Worst day of my life. What do you think?
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. Oh, yeah. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Portland, Maine to Spokane, Washington. From Washington, D.C. to Sacramento, California. From Botswana to Tokyo. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Beachbody On Demand.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, is she here?
Come here.
Well, I want it. She's doing it right
I know,
now.
You know, she actually posted on Facebook, and I did a screen grab.
Oh, you
what
did?
What she
okay.
did. Yeah, she's fantastic.
She says the program that she's on. What's the program you're on? 80-Day Obsession from Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand. Carla is getting amazing results. Are you not?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Tell her congratulations on being on day 9.
Rob said congratulations on being on day 9.
Today will be day 10,
she wanted me to tell you.
Wow.
Beachbody On Demand, an easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24-7. This is the company behind P90X, Insanity, 21-Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift. Hey, Carla, what's that exercise you do where you lift your legs up, the one that I was staring at you doing the other day? What's that called? That one where you throw your legs up
the...
A mule kick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can do it on video right now.
Well, do it on video. That's right.
No, like right now.
You can do
it.
Well, I don't have room for you to do
a
mule. Okay, thank you. I'm doing a commercial here. Thank you. Love you. She's doing mule kicks.
You are difficult. You're a difficult old cuss sometimes. Because you
Why?
Because you asked her for it.
I can't get her to do that. Well, I just want the information. I'm doing a commercial. And between the two of you, I'm not going to get through the commercial before it's next Tuesday.
I just wanted to see the mule kick.
I know you did. Get motivated by celebrity super trainers. They've got those. I love Autumn Calabrese and the 21-Day Fix. She makes it fun. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels that you can access on any smart device. I really want you to try this. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I want you to try this service because it will make you feel better inside and out, and you don't need any room. You can take it anywhere. You take it to a hotel room.
Yes.
You can take it on the road. You can take it to the family's house when you go for Thanksgiving.
And on your schedule because it can do it anytime, anywhere.
It's fantastic. I promise. Get in shape with Oscar and Carla. Right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks. Just text TMOS to 303030. That's what you have to do.
Right.
You text TMOS to 30-30-30. Full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and the results plan that will get you super fast results and support totally free. Again, text TMOS to 30-30-30 for Beachbody On Demand.
Do
and
it.
We thank you. We're going to play a guessing game at the very beginning
of
the show.
I love guessing games, and I'm pretty good at them, as you know.
I called your cable people, and I did your routine.
Oh, DirecTV?
I got 3 months of free HBO by doing the shtick.
See, that's good.
And then did the whole thing where you said, don't charge me after it's over. Did the thing where I even said I have a dish from it and I'm ready to make the switch.
Yes.
And I end up paying like, I got 150 channels for $12 a month.
See, isn't that great? Doesn't that feel
great?
That's
what I got. But I can't find them because it's crappy Xfinity and I can't find where they are. I don't know. I'm used to another system and I don't know what's going on. But ultimately, when I was surfing, I really don't know what I have, and I'm not sure, but I know I have HBO.
Right.
And the HBO show was interesting, but not interestingly. I'm not interesting enough to hold my attention.
So you have all your HBOs. Do you have them all together? So you know that you know where
I haven't
you
figured it out yet.
Does it open to a larger suite?
I don't know. I don't. I really don't know. I'm happy that I have more, but I'm still challenged when it comes to video, and I ended up succumbing to on-demand programming last night, and I rented a film, and I could give you 30 questions, and you would not be able to get the movie that I watched last night. It was really not a movie. I'll give you even a hint. More of a documentary type thing.
Is it a recent thing?
Yes, 2018.
It's a documentary. Is it about a famous person?
Yes.
Is it the Mr. Rogers documentary?
It is not the Mr. Rogers documentary, and it was multiple people.
Oh, so it's about a group.
And it is, and the reason I bring it to your attention is because it is the queeniest thing that I perhaps have ever rented.
Wow. All right.
And I rented it. I paid for it, and I chuckled, and Carla was kind of looking at me, and really, this is narrow casting.
The subject of the documentary is several people, so a group. Are they a showbiz group?
Yes.
Okay, is it a musical group?
No.
Okay, is it an acting sort of
yes.
troupe? Yes. All right, is it a...
It's not a troupe.
Okay, it's not a troupe. It's a group of actors.
Yes.
Are they all one sex?
Yes.
Are they all?
You may have seen this. You may have seen it. Because this would be something you would notice.
Are they all women?
Yes.
Say it's a docu. Let's reset. It's a documentary about a group of actresses.
Right.
Are they the subject? Are they currently working or are they from another era? They're currently working.
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Is it?
Most of them are. There are four of them.
Is it about Charlie's Angels?
No.
Oh.
That wouldn't be Queenie.
No, you're right. You're right.
That wouldn't be because
unless
that
it had
would be,
David Doyle in it.
This is true.
David Doyle. That's right, Angel. Get ready, Angel. Do this right now.
Four actresses.
Four actresses. Some of them currently working. Are they
would you
primarily
like to know the name of the documentary?
I would.
It was called Tea with the Dames.
So is it about British actresses like Dame Judi Dench?
It's Judi Dench.
Yes.
It's who's the Downton Abbey one? Maggie
Smith. Yes.
Maggie Smith. Then there's, I think, Eileen Atkins.
Yes. Box.
And Joan Plowright. Who
yeah.
You no
you
longer
know,
can see.
But you know how she got her name.
You know, would you like a trivia question?
I would.
Joan Plowright was married to a famous actor, maybe the most famous actor of all time. Who was the actor that Joan Plowright was married to?
Was it television's Mark Addy?
It was not. He is known as the actor of actors.
Laurence Olivier?
She was married to Larry
no
Olivier.
No kidding.
And it is them being so British. It's so British that I don't get some of the jokes they're making, and they're waxing nostalgic about their careers, and Maggie Smith has a moment, a real unvarnished diva moment where she kind of dresses down a photographer in a very British way to get him out of there.
Are there and clips they are fantastic. Or is it all modern
footage?
There are
clips from history, like a lot of clips from the 50s and the 60s, and I was enthralled and I was chuckling.
Did Carla and hate it?
Carla is like looking at Compulsive with Todd Moore. And still, I have the headphones on, and I'm watching it, and Carla probably would hear me every 5 minutes or so going,
you know what? I would love to have that isolated track of you watching that with headphones, so I just heard you laughing.
It's well, it was out that of the type blue. There's no guffawing. It's no. Just a, and they're all laughing at themselves.
Of
and
course.
Then they did a montage of these dames. And by the way, the Dame Judi Dench, Dame Maggie Smith,
right.
Dame Eileen Atkins. That is the equivalent to Sir Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney.
Okay, so it's the same thing. It's bestowed upon them.
It's bestowed upon them by the Queen, and they are all these incredible ladies. But they're throughout it. Apparently, they're pals, and they hang out once in a while together, and they have all these great war stories. And they brought cameras in to show it, and I found it absolutely fascinating, just on the level of pure talent that they have. So if you want to see something, and I'm not recommending it because if I do, I'm going to get yelled at. But if you think you can immerse yourself in British theatre and listen to these ladies be ever so British. I found it fascinating. I really liked it.
You know, last night we had a rare television moment in my house when we landed on something that I and Carrie and Robert all watched and all enjoyed for different reasons. Have you seen Battle of...
Wait a minute. You had a moment in your house that you and your wife enjoyed together?
Yeah, it was weird. I had to check. Okay. I checked the address right. Outside. I was in the right
How
home.
How is she, by the way? You know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
I'm done with my recommendation. One of the things I put... was You at Home.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about You at Home and then revisit that terribly uncomfortable subject you hate talking about.
Good.
Which you hate but makes for great theater. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and come back with more
with
fun and
Dame
more thrills.
Dame Carrie Spiewak?
Dame Carrie Spiewak, yes. the silent dame. We'll be right back on The Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
How about a sign that says what it's going to be instead of the guessing game and 15 different signs telling us what construction company is building it?
Why don't you put a sign out there one night but don't tell them there and say, coming soon, male-centric massage parlor. They'll accept women, but it's male-centric.
I like that. Something that people would really, really, really hate. Yeah. Coming soon... Slaughterhouse.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp. We love Alex Papp.
Yes.
He's the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors. We love him. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. See what Papp has on tap. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can wrap with Papp. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state. He focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Redding to Chico to Truckee. He'll even sell you a goat from Ukiah and he'll let you move there. So shut your yap, clap for Papp, stop Redding, call Alex, the NorCal Realtor today, 916-276-2129, BRE 019-86031, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp. All right, so... you can tell me, because you'd remember better than
yeah.
I would,
uh-huh.
if you're being honest, that we've been discussing over the last few months your wife and you and her lack of engagement in the show. This
right.
came to a head when she made the decision, because of a work commitment.
Right.
We'll go with that. That she was not going to make the pilgrimage out to Las Vegas, where right. we featured all the wives in the Newlywed Game.
Exactly.
And we ended up paying for Katie Von Herman to travel all the way out to Las Vegas mm-hmm. to substitute for Carrie. Now, listen, the way I look at it, Your father's there. Your uncle's there. Your family is engaged with the show. They like what you're doing. They're into it. Carrie, when we had her on the show and we were talking about, when I was talking about it, and I was pouring my soul out to you, it's like, what's the deal? I haven't heard from her. Does she hate us? What is the deal? She said, no, you said she doesn't like the show. And that hurt, even though, because this is your life. This is a big part of your life.
And also, no, it hurts me too. You know, it's hard for me to hear that.
But, you know, but then, right after that, like an hour after that, you post this glowing tribute to her for your anniversary. And Oscar and I were kind of wondering, well, what's the real deal here? And I think where I'm lining up on this is that it's me. There it is. I'm lining up on the fact. Let me tell you why I think it's me. Because I think that this is a battle of wills between Carrie and Mike O'Mara. And I think that all this could be accomplished with a conversation with Carrie. I would love to understand what's going on with her and where she comes down. And if I ever got that, I would probably be able to move on and get closure on this, because you say something like, hey, we all watched this, but when the heat was coming down and we were saying, what's the deal? Was it? You said, well, she doesn't like this. She doesn't like this. And she doesn't like, I don't even know if she likes me. And you were really sort of alluding to the fact that, you know, things were tense in the house.
Well, they are. I mean, when it comes, that was a tense moment because there was a lot of stuff going on at work and, you know, right. And that transfers to the home.
But I mean, you're coming out of a period of time, at least for work, where, you know, we had a wonderful, overwhelmingly successful success in Las Vegas. You know, you're humming along on this fruitcake thing, which is a labor of love, and you're killing it, and you're doing really, really great, and everybody's raving about you at work, and things are going well. So I guess I'm looking for an update. Where are things now?
Right now, things are between Carrie and I, they're good at home. I mean, we're happy right now. And okay. She was actually congratulatory and pleased about Las Vegas. She's glad it went well. She's pleased that the fruitcake stuff is going well.
Well, she could drop me a line.
All right. What time?
I'm kidding. But I mean, I'm not. I don't know. I'm just like, she's never reached out ever. I mean, at all, like even with a message, an email or something, like that. It's kind of strange.
It feels odd.
I know what she's saying. F him. I don't need to talk to him.
But this is the work is my life. This is what I do. This is a tremendous part of what I do, of what I am, and what I think about. A lot of hours. And I don't know. There might be some jealousy because of that. Well, I know there is, because, you know.
So she's jealous of the show because it takes your time.
Yeah, I think there's that. Right. But also, that doesn't mean.
But does she understand, though, that you and you, I don't want to speak for you, no, but no, I want to suggest something you concur or disagree.
All right.
Does she understand that if she was more involved in it, it would be you would probably welcome that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think she knows that.
I mean, we all welcome it to a degree. Mm-hmm. Like Carla just popped in on a commercial. Oscar's got Shannon in Podcast Village every day. She's picked up slack for him when he's been flat on his back. Does she get that?
Yeah, she gets that. But okay. I also know that it is. I think she sees it as part of me that is not. Jealousy is an odd, easy label to put on it, but I think it's valid.
Resentment of your time away.
That might be a mixture of resentment and jealousy. Now that, okay. But also because I have been with her for so long, that doesn't mean that I don't love her because of that. I still love her. And that's why, you know, even in times where we might be butting heads or disagreeing about stuff, when we have our anniversary, I can still post on Facebook that I love her.
Is she aware of the fact that she has an open-ended invitation not to come on the show? I'm not making that overly simple. I'm saying to be welcomed back into our lives, because we love chatting with. She's extremely funny.
Oh, she's always been funny.
About you, she's the funniest thing in the world, and it would be wonderful to have her, and she'd be welcome. And I just don't know. I still don't understand. Nor will I ever understand where it's kind of gone south.
I think she knows that she has the open invitation, but I will restate it, and I will tell her today that we revisited this and that this is where we stand. And that, you know,
where does she think it stands with me? What would be, in your opinion, where would she what would she think about the circumstances? How does she interpret it? How does she feel about what's going on right now? She's aware of it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that she feels that the show is, you know, a big part of my life. She might think I focus a little too much time on the show. And because of that, if I am distracted from other things that a normal guy might be into around the house, I'm still pretty involved with family things. But if I miss something, or if I'm in the basement working on something for the show, you know, in my studio, and I'm not around and hanging out, it makes me a little more distant. So if the show is the other woman, or an object of jealousy, or an object of resentment, it sours her to it, and maybe less likely to want to participate with the show or things that are part of the show.
Is she aware that she's been the subject of the show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's listened to that.
How she's listened to that?
Yeah.
Okay, how does she perceive it? What are her opinions of it?
She was not happy. She thought that I perhaps should have defended her more. But
In what way?
That
I'm see that helps me when you tell me that.
That you guys were, or and I guess I, as a part of it, because I let it happen, sort of said that she has no reason to dislike the show, or no reason to have a point against the show, when in fact she has every reason and every right, because it's her feelings. You can't have someone defend their feelings or tell them they're not allowed to have feelings about something.
See, when I heard that, I was saying to myself, okay, she's saying, no, I really don't dislike the show, but she's not. She does not like what we're all about here. I'm not saying that to give you a hard time. I'm saying that I'm trying to understand it, and I'm trying to fix it, because I'm a fixer, and I'd like to figure out what we can do to make it better. But it's like, I don't feel I've done anything other than, you know,
there was
we all
certain,
bust each other's balls. That's what we do.
But I think when we were talking about the job situation and going to Vegas, that there was a demeaning, dismissive attitude to her job.
That's a fair assessment.
And you know what? She does work her ass off. She always has. She keeps our family together. And when you or anybody belittles anyone's career, it's hurtful. And the fact that I didn't jump in and immediately defend her, as I should have, because as you know, this is a tough arena.
Yeah, but
three
she's
guys.
Never, she's no, I mean, she's somebody who's participated in other shows.
I know.
She's somebody that's called the show.
I know.
She doesn't call. She doesn't do. I've reached out in the past and said, you know, what's going on. I've said, you know, we've had exchanges.
But that doesn't exist anymore. I'm not throwing this as an assault or an attack on you or Oscar. Right now, one of the things that she was most upset about, and I think we've worked through it a little bit, is that I did not instantly jump to her defense, because it was a tough spot to be put in, and I should have done that, because you know. I tried to lay out the situation why the practicality of getting her to Vegas couldn't work because of her job situation. And it was, she's a substitute teacher. She walks dogs.
But here's the deal. And I want to get back to this again. She's got tons of friends that she's made through this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I base that on what I used to observe with her friends, people that have dissed me and the show that she's still good friends with. And that sucks for me, because it's like I kind of feel all for one, one for all. So what the whole thing about her not coming to Vegas was not just pulled out of thin air.
Oh,
it was born of the fact that there's no engagement with any of us anymore, but there's plenty of engagement with fans of the show.
And
that she befriended because through online through the show. So what frustrated me was like,
You might be overstating that a little bit. I don't know.
As far as her having friends,
really good friends
through the show.
Now I know she has acquaintances. She's made she's made friends through Facebook and social media and stuff like that.
Right.
However, because she is not totally engaged with the show at all times, she wouldn't know if you were on the outs with somebody. She's not doing it to spite you. It's just something
that
happened.
I know, but what I'm saying is that the show has resulted, just like it has with Carla, and maybe to a lesser extent with Shannon,
mm-hmm.
Has resulted. I think what I was looking for is while she might be frustrated about the way I painted it and Oscar painted her not coming to Vegas, we're frustrated because she's AWOL.
Yeah.
I don't hear from her. I don't know what's going on. She doesn't come to anything that has to do with the show. You know, I don't buy into the Oscar thing when she split the last time we did a show in Washington, D.C. It's just a weird situation.
And it's frustrating
to
me, too.
You say she's mad at you because you're not defending her. I'm mad because you're not doing anything to broker a solution to this. So I'm mad, too. I'm frustrated because this you know, this to me could be fixed where it would be like, come on and bust my chops. I wouldn't be disrespectful to her.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Ever. I wouldn't be disrespectful. Well, I'd be disrespectful to Oscar and you guys would be disrespectful to me. That's the joke. That's the bit. But it's just, it just lays there. And on her end, what I worry about is it really being communicated to her how much of a thing this is for me and Oscar?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it is, Rob, because you don't like conflict and you don't like bringing it up. I don't know whether it is. When you're talking about defending her, I completely understand her point in that, too. But it was born not just out of Oscar and I willy-nilly saying, hey, she's not coming because she doesn't care. It's been born by just lack of engagement and stuff like that. And it's kind of a pattern. You know, It's kind of stuff where there are people that, but then, you know, the pattern was broken out in Vegas where your father was out there and your uncle was out there and they had a phenomenal time. And we sang happy birthday to your dad. And I chatted with your dad and I chatted with your uncle and I thought everything was kind of cool. It's just, there's this gaping hole there. And
I understand.
I still get back to, you know, I'd probably put it to rest if you just dealt with it and said, you know, she's pissed at you and Oscar and she doesn't want to have anything to do with you. Then I just move on. And then I say, all right, then I'll never bring it. But that never really happens. It's more like, oh, she does congratulate me on the show and that everything went well.
Well, I think it also puts everyone in a weird situation because, again, I would have to know that because I love her, she still loves me. And I think she knows that the show is important to me, always has been, always will be.
Now, when you say you think she knows.
Well, no, I know she knows. Okay, that was just an ill-chosen word, all right? All right? She knows me, she loves me, and she puts up with what I am. I've never been a perfect catch to begin with, but this is me, and she puts up with the show because it's, you know, it's not like it can just be set aside.
I'm glad she puts up with the show. All right, that's good. You understand when that comes out of your mouth, you have to understand how that sounds.
Okay,
to me and everybody listening, she puts up. I'm very glad she puts
okay,
up.
Okay, how about let me say it this way then. She accepts it. Loves-
you know, you're not out there getting drunk with the boys. You're not out there, you know, you're not out there collecting microphones and flying over, or you know, you're not even doing what I do, which is you know, Carla puts up with me playing golf with the guys a few times a week. That's putting up with. This is your job. You know what I mean? That's the putting up with it. Well, put it up. She puts up with the check, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but I got to say that sometimes. It's just frustrating.
But
it really is.
But she's out there working too, you know? And
I know she's working too. And that's wonderful. And, you know, and I think that Oscar and I would are envious of you to a certain extent in that regard. But, oh, no, I'm not throwing. It's just odd.
Yeah, it is.
And when I go through this, when I get to this point, even when it's you and me alone, I say to you, I throw it out there. I would welcome and I would be more than willing if you wanted me to make a phone call, I'd make a phone call. If she wanted to call me, if she wanted to text me, if she wanted to come on the show, which would be the Mac Daddy of everything where we could really, I would treat her like a princess.
This I know. This is true.
Thank you. I'm glad you know that. And we'll have to end it there because we're running out of time. Is there anything, do you want to wrap, you are dying to get out of this segment. Is there anything you would like to wrap it up with? Is there anything you would like to say?
Yes, the movie we enjoyed was called The Battle of the Sexes. It's excellent. It's about Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King.
Whatever.
I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good talk. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, by the way, if you were checking that last segment, nothing was resolved, as I predicted. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's an exciting new era for the Mike O'Meara Show with three exciting new partners, Walmart, Macy's, and Target. With this new partnership, you can buy almost anything. Be like Mike and buy a really big stopwatch. Be like Rob and buy Birkenstocks. You can get a douche. Like Oscar. You can buy Japanese dolls like Pony. Be like Nicky Diamond and pick up a lock. Be like Dan and buy fans in bulk. You can buy children's size clothing like Katie. Be like Paulie from Brooklyn and buy, I don't know, some garlic bread or something. Just click through the new link and get shopping now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Nowadays, you get everything on demand, TV, car rides, food,
everything.
Even our podcast. You listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. No lines, no parking hassles. Just click, print, mail, and you're done. It couldn't be easier. And you can create a Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage and a digital scale and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com. Enter TMOS. You'll wonder how you got along without it. Welcome back to the show.
You know, without stamps.com, no one gets their fruitcake. That's huge.
Absolutely.
Huge help. Beautiful help.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the show. I feel empty inside. I feel hollow. I feel...
Really? Like an Easter bunny? Like a chocolate Easter bunny?
I feel horrible. I feel horrible. I feel as though there's something out there that's not being dealt with. That's what I feel like. And I don't think you're being honest with me.
In what way?
I don't think you're telling me the truth. I think you're sparing my feelings. And I would like my feelings not to be spared so I can get some sort of closure. If everything was as you said,
yes,
there would be a conversation between me and your wife and it would be over. If there is a lack of willingness to do that, it's because she has no intention of wanting to do that at all and wanting to deal with me at all.
I don't know that there would be a lack of interest in a conversation or an email, although we...
What have I done to piss her off?
You haven't done anything to piss her off.
I want to make it right. And if I need to apologize for anything, I am very good at that. But I'm not aware that I've done anything outside of the discussion of Las Vegas, but that was kind of after the fact, as far as I was concerned.
Well, that was where Vegas is where it sort of came to a head. Because
right now, there are a lot of people that are, you know, going, oh, God, let it go, Mike, let it go. It's impossible for me to let it go. I don't have the chip. I don't have the computer chip to let it go. It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating for everybody. I wish that it wasn't this way.
But I don't understand why it's frustrating for you guys. Because you could fix it. Both of you and your wife could fix this by just at least talking to me. But I don't get any communication. And if your wife is so pissed off that she doesn't want to talk to me, then just tell me and I'll never bring it up again. I'll never, you know, she doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And when you say something like she puts up with the show, that sort of kind of tells me what's going on.
But you know what? That was not said in the way that it was not intended in the way in which it was interpreted, I think. What it is that she accepts me as an entire person. And she loves me as an entire person, knowing that the show is part of me. And it's not putting up with the show. It's understanding the fact that the show is part of me and I'm part of the show. And inseparable.
I don't get it. Just don't get it. I don't understand. I wish I could understand. Make me understand. I don't understand. And you're being quiet.
Well, you're talking.
I'm not going to allow it. No, because I know what you're doing. I'm not going to let it happen. What's the real deal?
The real deal.
What is the real deal?
I will speak to Carrie tonight, all right? And I will see if I can broker a conversation because, you know what?
Why is it that difficult
because
to do that?
You know why? Because she hates confrontation too.
But I'm not going to confront her.
But no,
I'm
but not, the very fact
anything,
that you're
I'm
talking,
I'm going to kiss her ass.
I know I mean, this.
I want to figure out what we have done on this program to piss her off.
But I also know that just the very fact that it's being revisited is a confrontation. And you know that the thing about me, I think, that drives you the most crazy is my fear and hatred of confrontation. I don't like it. It comes from way, way back down in my soul. Maybe
here are some facts. Let me clue you in on some facts. You know, and everybody in the listening audience should know where you and Oscar stand with me. I think I've made it very clear for a decade. And, you know, could someone come in and have an Anthony Cumia moment where we'd have to part company. You never know what somebody's capable of doing, somebody, but I doubt it would ever happen. And so there is job security for Oscar and you, and we constantly, I think, validate each other. You guys do it for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So your status and stature on the show is solid, and we make jokes about it, and we do. But there's never a serious discussion about anything other than, you know, hey, can you fix this, or
right.
can I fix
right.
this, or whatever. But we have a wonderful working relationship. We're three very, very different guys. And so with the ball busting that goes on, sometimes it can get intense,
mm-hmm.
and off air it can get intense too. But that's it. There is nothing more serious about that. So with that said, I just want to know, you know, when you say broker a conversation.
Another badly choice of words. Let me speak to
her. Well, how many more bad choices of words are you going to make, Rob, when you're not telling the truth? If you're going to make, if you cut through the BS and try not to fix that, if you just tell me what it really is, why a conversation has to be, why it's that big a deal. It's not a big deal for me. You say, why don't you give her a call? I'll call her this afternoon. Why don't you give her a call? I'll call her tonight. It's not a big deal for me. So I still don't understand what Oscar did or what I did to get to this point. And I don't believe you're being honest with me because you want to avoid confrontation, and you're thinking that Oscar and I would get mad if you told us what it really was. And I'm telling you, in front of all of our listeners, I would not.
All right. I don't feel this way. She thinks that sometimes I'm just not treated as fair as the other partners, and I don't see it that way.
Would you
she
like an answer to that?
Yes.
I agree with her. Are you surprised at that?
Not at all. But okay. I don't see it.
But I see it. I beat myself up for it. Sometimes I think, you know, because you do your job a certain way, and I'm not there to see what's going on. I also think that that is something that I need to work on. So I'm in total agreement with that.
But that is,
I
mean, that's
true. I think I place more value on Oscar because Oscar and I deal with each other more than I do with you, and it can get frustrating. And I think you're absolutely right with that. And there it is.
But that's part of
what I thought.
That's part of the reason. That's one of the reasons why she doesn't care for the notion of the show. I mean, it's under that umbrella. No, it's not that. It's the way the show.
It's okay. She thinks that the ball busting, which is not always, you know, friendly and light and happy. I'm here to tell you, Carrie, and I hope you get her, have her listen to this. Carrie, I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. And I think there are ways to communicate to your husband when I'm frustrated that don't necessarily need to be on the air. And I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's something that I can do a better job of. And if that's a frustration, that's a legitimate frustration. That is the God's honest truth. I agree with you 100%.
And I just want you to know that, I mean, she gets frustrated with that. She thinks that I put up with a lot. But
and Oscar,
also,
and I know Oscar does the same thing. Not throwing him under the bus because he's not here.
Right.
But I know that sometimes he does the best. I know that off air, he doesn't.
No, not at all.
You know, off air, he's, you know, he treats, you know, everybody kind of the same way.
Where's
legitimate. I'm here to tell there that if that's one of the biggies.
And that's how
I legitimately feel about it.
And she gets frustrated with me as well. And I didn't want to go into this because this isn't
for
about
not
the show.
Pushing back hard.
For not pushing back. Because you know why?
But that's not your chip. You don't have that chip.
I've worked with you guys for a long time. And we
but
all
I respect.
Followed...
But I, Carrie, here's another thing. I respect Rob. And I respect his talent. And I respect his loyalty. And I respect that he's, you know, come on this journey with all of us when we had no idea where this journey would take us. And it was a leap of faith, and we all gave each other a leap of faith. Mm. And I think I can do a better job with that. And I'm, by the way, when I'm having these discussions with you, it's because it is very much on my mind all the time. I'm thinking about it all the time. Because if the families are not, you know, happy with me for some particular reason, I'd like to fix it. And I'd like everybody, you know, I know you say you don't like confrontation. I don't like things just being left
hanging in
unsaid.
The air. I understand.
And I think she's right. I think she's absolutely right.
But, when it comes up, I weigh in my head, what's the value of the return if I come in and bitch about something that I probably brought on myself anyway, as far as what I do or what happens? Because Yeah, we're a small business, and we have three people that have to get every four that have to get everything done.
I understand.
I don't want to come in and make it a problem because I complain.
It is not a. It's something that I think you just summed it up. You understand that some of this stuff is brought on because something doesn't get done,
right,
or there's a big problem. Okay, but it never lingers, and it never sits there and festers. And you know why it doesn't fester? Because I've always said this. During the same period of time, you'll do something that'll be delightful and something that's purely you, and that's how it bounces back. It's like when I come in and I'm having one of those days where I'm bloviating all over the place, and then in the same breath, I say something great and everybody's happy. You know what I mean? It's
all
that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, and I think the solution to this is greater communication and greater honest commitment, like we're having right now. And it took a long time to get there, but it's the crux of the matter is she doesn't like the way you're treated on the show by Oscar or me. And I get it.
Okay.
And I think it's going to improve. And I think it should improve because you're a funny guy. You're a loyal guy. You're a smart guy. I don't think I would have, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I want her to hear this too. I don't think I would have any level of joy doing what I do without you here. There it is. I will never repeat that. So file it away.
Isolate it, put it on a card.
Pony, you heard that, right? You heard it?
Oh, I got it all on tape, Mike.
All right, very good. That's the way I feel.
Well, you know I love you. And you know
I wouldn't, right back at you, pal. I love you too. The thing is, I love my team, and I would love to have, you know, be involved to the extent where all people that work together are involved. It's different with wives and kids and everything when you do what we do,
because
we talk about it every day. Mm. And I would love to, you know, have an opportunity to communicate that to her personally.
When she hears this, it'll be a wonderful start to that. I think she's going to be very...
Then that's all I got, and that's fine, and I'm cool with that. And, okay. I'm sorry that we had to punch through this on the air,
We had to get to that point, because the reason...
We should have some wonderful music right now with it. Is this a lovey-dovey moment? No, she's right!
Yeah,
it's
but it's
one
just,
of the things I beat myself up over it sometimes when I get mad at you. But
my
entire thought, you can frustrate me and Oscar sometimes.
But my entire thought process was always the value of this being discussed. Is it going to offset? Is it going to fix anything? Beyond the fact, now it feels great having communicated
and,
it.
And by the way, and make your life a little better too, because sometimes I know you, look, the three of us all know one thing. And maybe you don't know this about me.
What's that?
If you think when I come in here and I'm frustrated and I'm screaming and yelling about one particular element and then we bounce back, sometimes it sticks with me. Most of the time it doesn't, but it always sticks with me if I feel like I've said something that might truly get under the other person's skin and truly bother that other person. I don't like doing that.
Right.
I don't like that. I'm more of a human being than perhaps other times careers, which we both could reference,
I understand. When in fact, that was the absolute goal, is to get under someone's skin.
But the desire is to make it right, or certainly have the opportunity to say, sorry for that, and you're right, as opposed to just blowing it off because I don't care. We have people in government that do that every day, that we see that literally have no empathy. I do have empathy. I don't like going into a restaurant and seeing somebody eating alone. I have that kind of empathy. I don't want people to fit. And it's not because of me. It's because I wanted to know, because I wasn't 100% sure what it might be. If that's what it is, or that's part of what it is, that's fine. And maybe that can be, you know, something that, you know, that's cool. And you know, it wouldn't, I don't think my wife would like it either. And I don't think my wife likes it sometimes when certain things are said to me on the show. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens like that.
I never wanted to be a squeaky wheel. I never wanted to cause trouble, but that's where we're at. I mean, that's it. And that's what we're dealing with.
So been together a long time. If you can't be honest about it and tell me, and I know it's probably killing you to let that go, but because you felt like you'd be a whiner if you did it and it's not a whiner. It's there are moments they're, you know, there are moments that you get tremendous accolades, and there are moments that you get berated, and you know what? And that's, look, I think sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not funny, And it's also my but that's life. Thing to think about.
That's
you know,
life.
It's my thing to think about. It yeah. is. And it's not, but I get it. I at least that's a start. And I'd love to hear more. If I do, that's fine. If I don't, that's fine too. But
okay.
I hope she hears this. That's
she
all.
Will.
Just wanted to do that. So that's it. We got to take another break. Sorry, folks, for punching through our personal difficulties.
When are we going to start the show?
Mike O'Mara show. We're almost done.
I know.
That's the way that goes.
Got a quick news over there?
Oh, God. Do we? Was this the news time?
No, we have to do news next. We're about 10 minutes behind.
Oh, all right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
There's now a new way to experience TMOS. Not only can you hear it, but you can now see it.
Brought to you in living color.
The Mike O'Mara Show channel is new and improved on YouTube. Now, you can watch Mike rob an Oscar in real time every morning, or you can watch it later that day.
Hey, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Just tap the bell and subscribe. You'll get notifications when the hilarity commences. The Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube.
YouTube.com/Mike O'Mara Show.
Get it now. And
you are in the know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey, time to digitize your lifetime
oh,
of
God,
memories.
Yeah.
You can do it, and all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs, it's like magic. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process.
Can you imagine Christmas morning, you have family over, family you haven't seen for years, you throw on the TV, drop a DVD in, and you're watching Christmas from, say, 15, 20 years ago? What a great gift that would be, and no one expects it, and it's so easy to do.
We've all used Legacy Box. The results were amazing. Finally, you can get all your memories organized and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past, and thank you, Legacy Box. All right, so we kind of hijacked the entire program today.
We did.
We don't have time for news you may not need. We can do that tomorrow. To wrap the whole thing up, I have found that when you lay it out on the table, no matter what, whether it's on air, and I love this discussion, and I know there are people that might get frustrated because they, but I don't think this counts as mom and dad fighting. I really
no,
don't
I don't.
Think so.
I think it's a resolution.
I think you and I have had an honest, and the reason Carrie feels that way is because you feel that way, and you wouldn't come out and say it because you don't want to sound like you're whining, but I get it from you too, okay? I understand how it goes. And when, you know, when you have a small business and you're going through the ups and downs, there are ways to do it and there are ways not to do it. And it is time for me to do some soul searching because if it gets to that, if I'm pushing that and it's cumulative and it ends up, then it's important to, you know, make a course correction.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that if you don't do that, then, you know, at the end of the day, when this all goes away, you walk away. I would like to walk away someday, hopefully when I'm 85 years mm-hmm. old, from doing this show and walk away with esteem from everybody and really not yeah. that it was just a job. And I think that in your particular circumstance, it's hard for you to communicate your feelings to, especially us on the show, but it's, you know, I'm going to be more aware of finding out where your head is at and trying to do that. And on the other hand, you know the stuff because I have no problem telling you
right.
when I get frustrated with certain work things. That's not going to change.
But amazingly,
but
we
the
are,
way it's going to happen is going to change.
We are more communicative now than we've ever been. And I'm looking at really a 25-year, 26-year relationship.
Right.
And it's been a long road to get here. We're not where we need to be yet, even.
Right.
But
right.
we're better.
Not even close.
We're better. And yep. we're getting there. And
yeah, you know, and also the joy of making each other laugh has never
well, that's
left
the best.
Through all of that. And it's really, look, I'm 59. I'm going to be 60 years old in 2019. And I, when you start to look at that clock on the wall and you see people around you, you observe more. At least I do.
Sure.
At my advanced age. I don't want to be these old guys that go, man. I was talking about it the other day. Maybe it was the bonus show. Maybe it was another show. When I was talking about the way people treat servers, that's a,
yes.
a way
yeah.
that, you know, treating other people and, God, what jog did I'm trying to think of somebody that said that. Last night, the Dames.
Yeah.
Eileen Atkins, I believe that was what her name was. She's not a household name like Judy Dench is. But I remember what is something you would change about yourself, or what would you tell yourself? She said, try to be more pleasant to people. And you, look, you can still
something
be
so
funny.
Basic, but so
well, no,
simple.
You can still be funny. People want me to bitch. They do. It's funny. I understand when I have rants and raves, or if somebody, you know, if we get into a conflict, people love that. And shows like this existed because of it. The conflict for some people is what they thrive on.
Yes.
And I'm not going to throw that away. Mm. That still will happen. There will still be rants and raves. We will still fight on the air. It will happen. But at the end of the day, I think it's important for me, if I get to a point where family members that love somebody are hurt by it and frustrated by it to the extent that they... that it pushes them away from the show, then I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I want to make the course corrections necessary to have that happen. Because it's important to me that be my legacy and not the legacy of just doing a fun show. And when you come from Las Vegas and you come from, if you think it's lost on me that I've got people that work for this show that are going to the Keebler Elf kitchens and making fruitcakes while I'm down here in Southwest Florida, it is not. I am incredibly blessed and incredibly grateful for that. And I need to make sure that there's a blanket of security with people that understand where I'm coming from. And as I said, it is absolutely unnecessary for anyone to have to talk to me.
Right.
And that includes your wife. If she would like to, I would love to hear from her, or I could call her, but I don't require it. I want her to know, Carrie, from the bottom of my heart, if I made you feel that way, based on my behavior towards your husband, I am truly sorry that it got to that point. And I will do what I need to do to repair that, if it's possible. And that's fine. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. And Rob, you're fired.
Oh, stop
I'm
it.
Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Can't say it. Please, pack your stuff. I need security.
You know what?
Security, get
I
him
know
out.
He's there joking because we haven't shipped the fruitcakes yet.
Ah, very good. Yes. That's probably how you really think, too.
He's going to fire me, Carrie, right after the fruitcake.
No. We will take a break. And
that
do you
would
have
be
any...
Mike, that would be a CBS method. That's not the way you operate.
No, that's not the way
when you
do
get
it.
The call and says, have you finalized that last best of? I said, yep.
Right.
They said, could you come by the office today?
Yeah. I'd wait till St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I know.
Let's do this. Do you have some sounds for us to go out
little
on here?
Baby sweet sounds.
All right. We'll come back with some sounds. There's just a couple of them before we leave on Psychotherapy Thursday, everybody. We'll be right back. Addie.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Robinhood. If you think that financial services and investing are just for the wealthy, think again. And say hello to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, which are exchange-traded funds, options, and cryptocurrencies, all commission-free. Robinhood is the non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Robinhood opens investing to everyone. It's simple. It's intuitive. Even for a newcomer, you're going to love it. The best part? No commission fees. That's the Mac Daddy right there. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. You trade your stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, it's simple. Robinhood has easy-to-understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. I've done it. It's easy. You'll learn how to invest and build your portfolio. And Robinhood has custom notifications for price movements, so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving TMOS listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at Mike O'Mara Show. I'm sorry, that's MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com. It's a new address. I want to make sure I've got it right. That's MikeO'Mara.Robinhood.com. Do it today, and we thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, November 15, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
From our I Didn't Even Think She Was Still Alive department, one of my favorite shows of all time, and you can be as queenie as you want with your dames, but I still love Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my God.
And a question, and this is something I don't know that we've ever discussed. Do you consider it a Western?
Yeah.
I do, too. A lot of people say, no, family drama, but I think it has all the earmarks of a Western.
No, it's Western-y. They had all sorts of, you know, Western-y themes to it. It wasn't just that it took place out there.
Right.
But they did the sheriff and the outlaws and the bad guys.
Guns and horses, the whole deal.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Who we lost yesterday at age 93, one of my favorite TV characters of all time, no lie, Mrs. Olsen. Passed away, Catherine McGregor, who ran the Mercantile with her husband, Nels Olsen, and remember her bitch daughter, Nellie. But anyway, just a brief clip.
You were all into that show.
It's a great program. Monday nights, NBC. Here's a brief clip of Mrs. Olsen at work.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just watching and wondering. I certainly wish I could be a little fly on that wall.
So do I. Flies have a tendency to get swatted.
They hated each other.
Yeah,
Mr. and
just
Mrs.
like
Olsen.
Fred and Ethel Mertz.
But a great, great character. And apparently the most of her work was done on stage, but she left the legacy. She left the legacy of Mrs. Olsen in a safe home. 93 is a pretty good run. Catherine McGregor.
Catherine, but she wasn't like the mother of Michael Landon's kids.
No. That's Karen Grassel, Box. She was very boxed.
That's it. And of course, who's the other one that was the big star that went on to?
Oh, well.
What was her name again, Mrs. Olsen?
Mrs. Olsen was Catherine McGregor. Well, you have Melissa Gilbert. You have Melissa Sue Anderson. You have Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush, who played the youngest daughter. And Victor French was in there. Of course, Michael Landon. Who was Merlin Olsen had a recurring role as well. Football
was it
player.
Catherine Scotty McGregor?
Maybe. Does she look? Does she have really big teeth?
I'm just trying to see if there are any.
Richard Bull played her husband, Nels Olsen, who ran the Mercantile.
Mm-hmm. Catherine McGregor.
Mm-hmm. Right, dead at 93.
I just, I don't recognize her. I guess because I didn't watch the show.
I think
was
maybe.
She thin? Was she thin?
No, she was a portly woman. How do they say, Zoftic?
I can't find her.
Really? Right. I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a sexy pic.
No, don't bother.
Maybe she'd still be alive if she had the newest piece of apparatus that is being slowly rolled out in St. Louis by the Keurig Corporation. It is called the DrinkWorks, and it's just like a Keurig coffee maker, but the pod you put in doesn't have coffee in it. It has alcohol, and it makes cocktails in your home.
This is a pod. It's also a cocktail with top shelf ingredients, cooled to just the right temperature. Perfect amount of bubbles. Meet DrinkWorks by Keurig.
Oh, okay. Call them up. Put them on the show. I'll take that. DrinkWorks works for me. I'm okay with that. Easy drink mixes.
It's pretty amazing, and they have like 20 different flavors. Moscow Mule, Mai Tai, Old Fashioned, Margarita. You just drop the pot in and go.
We really should reach out. We should truly. That is something that needs to be advertised on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Needs to be in studio at the Mike O'Mara Show.
As an old-fashioned guy and somebody who is old-fashioned,
yes.
I mean, you're not rebelling at this a little bit?
The only thing that troubles me is if you need a fresh fruit garnish, because you can't obviously have that in a pod.
Yeah, and you probably put it on the side.
Put it on the side. An old-fashioned is a drink that requires a little bit of muddling, but you know what? I am not such an old soul that I wouldn't try it. I'd love
Man, I'd try
to try
that
it.
In a heartbeat. Yeah. These, you know, especially anything that makes your drinks quicker.
You should have seen the demo when it came into I believe what they did was a Cosmo, and it went into a martini glass, literally sparkling. It was a thing of beauty.
What's it called? Drinkworks?
It's called Drinkworks. It's rolling out in St. Louis this Christmas and nationwide next year from the Keurig Corporation.
All right, reach out. Get the Keebler elves in our sales department to reach out. We should be advertising.
So what you'll have is you'll have the Drinkworks on the night, and then the next morning you need your Keurig to fight the hangover when you have a cup of coffee.
Exactly, and then liquid IV in between to hydrate. It's fantastic.
Now, Juliette Lewis is a piece of work, and every now and then she sticks her head onto the Instagram or the social media. She did this video. Apparently, she thinks at this time in America, what we need is Britney Spears.
Can't you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
So maybe that's what we need.
And the thing about Juliette Lewis, you never know whether she's being serious or not.
It's a long way since Christmas vacation for her.
It really is. And I remember, you want her at her Juliette Lewisist?
Yes.
When she's a little kid in what's the one? Cape Fear.
Yes.
When she's the daughter in Cape Fear. That's when she really was her kind of
And you can
weird,
see the crazy in her eyes.
Yes,
like she's downplaying
absolutely.
It. Yeah. And then
and Natural Born Killers. That's another one. She's fun to watch.
She is fun. And then you get this.
Can't you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
All right, back to booze. Bad news for all you hipsters out there. Pabst Blue Ribbon is an important beer for hipsters, but it has such a small market value that they do not manufacture, package, or ship their own beer. Miller Coors does it for them.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. Right. But the thing is that it's getting to a point where the market share is so small, Miller Coors has tripled the rate they're going to charge them. So it's very possible in the next 12 months, Pabst will be no more.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When a waitress glides up to your place with a pretty smile upon her face, here's the way to really romance her. Give her that Pabst Blue Ribbon answer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And that, of course, was their Super Bowl ad from last year.
Yeah, they're timely. I never really thought it would ever go away. I didn't think. I thought it had a market share.
And
it's
not great. People are paying for the can. What, Pony?
My uncle and aunt live in one of the Pabst Family Brewery vacation homes, and they have like actual velvet Pabst wallpaper. It's so weird.
In one of the Pabst Family Brewery vacation. Yeah, are we going to have to open that up tomorrow on the show? That sounds like a whole thing.
Yeah, let's talk about that tomorrow.
What, they live in a brewery?
Not in a brewery. It was the Pabst Family, their vacation home.
And they bought it from the Pabst family?
Well, not from that family, but it was passed down through a few
And they kept
sellers.
The wallpaper with Pabst on it?
Yeah, it's like one-of-a-kind velvet wallpaper.
So what I'm getting from this is that your aunt and uncle are mice that live in a brewery.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it then. All right, I want to say congratulations. We'll close with this. Sarah Silverman got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
And I always love the fact that she used to date Jimmy Kimmel, and they have sort of a comically contentious relationship. He spoke at her induction.
This is what he said, this will be funny.
When she got inducted.
Who could forget her smash hit viral video, "I'm effing Matt Damon"? I know I can't. Sarah won an Emmy for that appearance on my show. Just to be clear, I have never won an Emmy for an appearance on my show.
So that's it. I do love that. Anyway, so congratulations, Sarah Silverman, still quite boxed. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Oscar, feel better and have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hold on, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. Okay. I want to see if I got it. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Got it. Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The holiday season is upon us. Check out our holiday shopping center at MikeO'MaraShow.com. See the fabulous holiday gifts from Macy's with their lowest prices of the season on specials and free shipping when you spend $49 or more. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying get well soon, Oscar.
Yeah.
Hope you're back tomorrow. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Come on, Todd.